land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Doorbusters! Initial braces, $79. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond studs, $99. Tahitian floating pearls, $89. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout. Now, through Black Friday, we never slash the price like this. Every item has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale. Don't miss it. Marguerites, come see us. We're crazy. Open every day till 7 o'clock. All diamonds, 60% off. Come see us. We appreciate your business. We're giving it away.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
This Thanksgiving, don't settle for a turducken.
Boring.
Crank up the meat and serve your loved ones a Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckin' Stir.
A Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckin' Stir?
On the outside, it's a delicious whole cow. Inside that is a deer. Inside the deer is a succulent pig. Inside the pig is a goat. Inside of that is a turkey with a rabbit inside. In the rabbit is a duck with a chicken inside of that. And in the center is a tender hamster.
A Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckin' Stir.
Get ready to be thankful you're not a vegetarian with a Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckin' Stir. A hamster inside a chicken, inside a duck, inside a rabbit, inside a turkey, inside a goat, inside a pig, inside a deer, inside a cow.
A Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckin' Stir.
Thanksgiving just got meatier.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F5.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, Police Chief Dan Thompson says there is no evidence of terrorism in the deadly parade incident. Five charges of intentional homicide have been filed now against 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. Kyle Rittenhouse says he is, quote, not a racist person, and he says he supports the Black Lives Matter movement. Rittenhouse acquitted last Friday on charges stemming from killing two men and wounding another. The 18-year-old tells Fox News this case has nothing to do with race. President Biden is nominating Jerome Powell for a second term as Federal Reserve Chair. Biden also says he would nominate Lael Brainard, the lone Democrat on the Fed's Board of Governors, as Vice Chair. He says the other slots will be filled in December. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323, 800-494-2323, or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey. I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cook the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
And we'll open Wednesday morning with that song.
Yes. It's a Thanksgiving tradition.
Oh.
And we also use it on days when everybody's running behind and we need to buy a few extra minutes to get the morning show started. 8 minutes and 52 seconds, it comes in handy. The 8 minutes after 5 o'clock right now, Jacqueline going to join us in a minute. And I've got a clip I want to... I have not previewed this, so I don't know how this is going to work out. Because this is... this show is a come-as-you-are party.
Thank you.
Sometimes. Anyway, I kind of want to at least spend a couple of minutes on my theory, and I think many would agree, although you're not exactly blowing up the phones with agreement, that the 50s, the innocence that we associate with the 50s, ended on this date in 1963. This clip gets into what was playing, what was happening in Dallas that day. Was on TV, and it's so quaint. You know, I blew a chance to play this, the Checkers speech on the anniversary. I think it was back in September that Nixon made. It was the big scandal during the 1952 election, and we studied it in college, media communications and so forth, and it's just so incredibly corny, but in the context of that time, it was a big deal. Far better than Nixon's speeches made as he was getting ready to exit office. Okay. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. What? You know, there's a lot of talk about who's got the better team, and don't forget, the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon is Wednesday this week, and Don is going to put up 500 Duncan dollars
nice.
For the contest, and we so appreciate that. And, you'll be able to start making predictions Wednesday. That's hard to believe. It's Iron Bowl week already, too. But in my opinion, the best team, HVAC Plumbing, I just sent a recommendation to our buddy Chad today. Call Clark's 277-2125. We've had them out for everything from, oh, we need a new apparatus in the top of the toilet, and we had a
$500 bill, power bill.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, that was. I'm talking about the plumbers right now because my friend needed a plumber. And the amazing job they did in the forensics and fixing a bathtub drain issue. It drained into my bedroom. So that was not good. And they've solved big and small problems, and they're so good at it. I mean, even the thing, look, I don't want to have to spend $300 for a new fixture that turns the water on and off in my garden tub. It's my one luxury in life. And I was without it for days. A guy came out, shut the water off at the curb because I turned it on and I couldn't shut it off. So genius. At least I had the presence of mind to pull the plug out of the drain, so if it was going to run, it was going to go out too. And he's in there like 15, 20 minutes tops. He says, it's all done. I said, how much? And I'm thinking $400 or $500. Nothing. I just rebuilt the fixture. He rebuilt the fixture.
Nice.
Yeah. He did that for me as a customer, not because they support what we do here. But that's what you can expect from Clark's, that level of expertise. When you're a member, and it's only $159 a year, and as Seth pointed out, the value of those tune-ups to your AC, heating and AC, save tons of money during the hot weather season.
With that airflow through the fins, it cools things off, and they get clogged up with your grass clippings and whatnot.
Yep.
And, I mean, they come and they check your fins.
But I didn't know, and I didn't know that my system was operating at 10% efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get $550 electric bills.
Oh.
You know, it was one of those moments in my life where I thought,
you are an idiot.
The comparison between this year and last year, we have saved over $1,175.
Nice.
Year to year, and that's with higher energy costs this year. Call Clark's, 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Here is your favorite shirtless weatherman.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold November night. Clear skies and cold overnight. Low temperature drops to around 30. A couple of towns could sneak into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but high temperatures only in the 50s. Wednesday will be not quite as cold, with a high temperature up to about 63. That's the big travel day. Then a little warmer on Thanksgiving, with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Showers holding off till Thursday night. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infinity of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infinity of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now you can lease a new 2021 Infinity Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinityofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N9740503. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Are you tired of outrageous toys that aren't at all realistic? This holiday season, get your kids normal toys.
Yay!
Like the all-new Normal Barbie with average woman dimensions.
I can pick her up and hold her by her love handles.
How about some mediocre Matchbox cars? They put the toy in Toyota.
My Matchbox Camry is awesome! It gets 36 miles per gallon on the highway! Yay!
When your kids are feeling creative, there's the all-new run-of-the-mill Legos.
Look, I made a rectangle. I made a rectangle with a guy on on top.
And for your toddler, there's Whatever Elmo.
I love you, Elmo.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Make this holiday extraordinary with normal toys.
Yay.
Hope you'll really like.
And you'll never guess who's with us.
Jake Quellen.
Yeah, good guess. There she is. Live.
Hey.
Live from her hideaway.
I am, and it is freezing.
The hideaway within a hideaway, right?
Yes, I am hiding away within my secluded hideaway from my family.
It's not that she doesn't love them.
Mom needs a break.
Hey, by the way, I was talking about the inspiration and a couple of the things that were in the magazine column that you received a sneak preview of last night. Ooh. And
I will not let any cats out of the bag, but wasn't that a weird coincidence?
Yes.
Okay.
It really was.
Yeah.
There's some time passing, and I'm thinking, okay, I know I didn't email it to Evelyn Wood, but I should be getting some kind of feedback sooner than this. See, Rosie knows who Evelyn Wood was, and Seth Spotlow does not. Do you?
Not a clue, man.
I thought it was phenomenal.
You sent back, it was perfect, and it just made me feel so good.
Without giving anything away, that specific person in that specific moment that you referenced reminds me so much of you with before you even said it.
Really?
Absolutely. That's why it was so weird to me. I was like, that is perfect. Because every time I see this, I think of you. And yeah, I'm not going to give any away. I'm not going to give anything away.
Oh,
appreciate that so much.
It really was great.
I know that you also, like Seth, are too young to have any recollection of what happened on this day 58 years ago. And I do want to play You Got This and have some fun, and hoping to steal as much of your time as we can get away with today. I found a clip that kind of, because my theory is that the 50s really ended on November 22nd, 1963, that period of innocence. The boys and girls and blah, 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 whatever you want to call it. This is an actual clip. Now, this is from a Dallas TV station. And this is, they were showing fashions on this chick talk show. And it's so funny because in those days, you would see a news anchor with a lit cigarette on the desk. That was when radio and TV were great. Let me pull out one of my fakes.
All right, Jacqueline, I have a question. In high school, do you remember them teaching us anything about when that happened?
About when what happened?
The assassination of JFK.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You do?
Well, I was making sure Seth and I were on the same page. Yeah, I do remember that. But I took an extensive course in, like, just American history. Mm-hmm. And so we went all up from, like, colonization all up through modern times. So, yeah, I do remember that. But yet I still can't answer presidential questions on You Got This. So, I mean, I don't know if it's stuck, but...
No. I American history is being revised constantly by the left because they control the schools, they control the curriculum, they control the textbooks, they control everything. And I'm waiting for them to say, yeah.
Well, it's weird because I didn't learn a lot about, like, the civil rights, though. Like, it's different. Like, I learned about, like, the assassination, and we watched the clips. Like, I remember watching the clips when they rolled in the TV with the VCR.
Yeah.
But I never learned about, like, a lot of, like the Selma Bridge March, like Bloody Sunday. Like, we never learned about that in high school.
Right. We weren't taught that either.
I learned, like, very watered down Black History Month, like the bare minimum. Like, we knew who Rosa Parks was and Martin Luther King, and like that was kind of it.
I took the basic history and I sucked at it, and I don't remember anything about that.
Best stories, the most compelling stories. This is why Rich and I watched Executive Action. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It was out in 73 as Burt Lancaster and Robert Ryan and some old school stars. And we were talking with David Blackman earlier, who is from Texas and knows a lot of the people that were involved in all of that. He he says the Warren Report is the greatest piece of fiction since prior to Russian collusion. The deep state that we saw try to destroy Donald Trump, short of killing him, this was all glossed over. But what I have here, I'll play just a couple of minutes of this. This is a Dallas TV show interrupted by the breathless anchor with the news that something terrible had happened in their town. But this talk show part here is kind of corny. Let's see how this works.
Stretch pants again in the faded soldier blue, which I think is such a stunning combination, and the black boot. I noticed that there are a number of hidden zippers in these jackets. Now, what are these for, Betsy? They can't be for. Is it for mad money? Well, it depends on where they're placed. They can be wherever you want them.
Uh huh.
For the pockets. So that no snow gets into it, the zipper holding.
I can just see a woman at home watching this with half a bottle of Mogan David
or
long, you know, kind of flop back into a chair. It's lunch.
I'm over here like, wow, I want to see these black boots.
On and off with the zipper than it is with the snaps. Mm-hmm. Then there's zippers up the side so that the jacket will fit tightly around the hip.
Look at the woman that's hosting this show. You can tell she hasn't gotten had sex in
a long time. That lady on the right, her
I'm
hair.
I'm good at calculating. I'd say in her case at least 10 years.
At least.
Lady on the right.
Will somebody email me this?
Like I will. I will send it to you after we're done.
Keeping that straight, sleek look that it should have. And very often you'll find a zipper hidden in the arm.
Hidden zippers.
Gosh, jolly.
Now listen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll excuse the fact that I'm out of breath, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a tragic thing, from all indications at this point, has happened in the city of Dallas. Let me quote to you this, and you'll excuse me if I am out of breath. A bulletin, this is from the United Press from Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally have been cut down by assassins' bullets in downtown Dallas. They were riding an open automobile when the shots were fired. The president, his limp body carried in the arms of his wife Jacqueline, has rushed to Parkland Hospital. And if you'll excuse me if I give some directions and we talk about what we're going to do here for the next few minutes, but Bobby, let's tape this, if you please, particularly the interview with the eyewitness people. It is being taped good. Here's a piece of copy that was rushed to me and was torn off from the United Press in Dallas. President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas, Texas. He was shot as a motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed the president. She cried out.
I'm pausing it there. And what's interesting here, there was a couple on the grassy knoll, and there is film. You'll see, you know, these old grainy films from the day all of this happened, and this couple with their two kids lying down on the grass. They're also in the movie JFK, except the guy is played by Vincent D'Onofrio in
Really?
Oliver. Yes. And he's got them there, and this I don't need to play that part of it, but there you see the world change. We went from hidden zippers to an assassination in the snap of a finger, and everybody felt that the world was different. It was just like watching the Twin Towers crumble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I immediately was like, just listening to that.
And you knew that life would never be the same. Never again. And of course, I've touched on this too. We had been taught American history in elementary school. We were all aware that there had been three presidents assassinated. But in our own haughty little way, we laughed, ha! It's 1963. That could never happen in these modern times. Seriously, we were taught this like a month before.
Yeah.
JFK was shot. And when you see your teacher, that bastion of stability, even-tempered, very unemotional, smiles, you know, when appropriate, come in the room and she's wiping. And we sat there for what seemed like an eternity, but about 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. You could have heard a pin drop anywhere in that school. And she walked in wiping her glasses, Miss Myers, and said, "The president is dead." One quick little the following Monday, we had a ceremony at school. That was the day of the funeral as well. And there were four of us picked to read these little paragraphs about JFK at an assembly. I always got picked for these things because I had the big mouth. You know, you could hear me. We didn't have...
No way.
We didn't have stages with microphones and, you know, all the stuff they got today.
Pick the loudest kid.
The loudest...
I believe that for 1 second.
So, and I did my paragraph perfectly. My parents were there. All the parents were there, too. But after I was done, I tucked my hands behind my back as we were instructed, but the piece of paper fell out of my hand, and I thought when it hit the stage floor, JFK's ghost would rise up and kill me for being so disrespectful.
Oh, see, that
was a pretty stupid kid, wasn't I?
Well, you're respectful.
Sweet.
Yeah, man, you're respectful. Kids nowadays would never think that.
All right, that's enough history for today. So you ready to play the game?
Woo!
We can do two. Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Let's do it. We will we'll have that coming up, and then we can Rusty will be here soon. We can play another edition with him. We'll save all the really crappy questions for Rusty.
Yeah, get him all the hard ones.
That's the one we got to team up on him.
By the way, one of the things I did this year, the smart moves I made, was finally get around to opening an account and aggressively saving whatever I can. Look, $25 a check. Whatever it is, whatever you can add to an account, it adds up. And then when you have Brant McDonald and the team at Invista Advisors guiding that money to grow it, it really adds up quickly. I'm at about 9%. That's a heck of a lot better than the Passbook savings account with a free toaster, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They've done so well for me, and they would love to have the chance to help you grow something towards whatever future goal you have in mind. Reach out at 387-0094 to make an appointment. Get with them sometime between now and Christmas time so you have a plan for 2022. You'll really find this time to be well spent whether you open an account or not. And Brant would be the first person to say, meet with a financial planner. And if it's not him, somebody else. 387-0094. Brant McDonald and the Brain Trust at Invista Advisors. Traffic at 527. Coming back, Jacqueline Tomlinson with us.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're beginning to build now. A lot of folks getting off work, and we're beginning to see that slow traffic. 85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. Very slow from Taylor to Chantilly. 85 northbound. A lot of cars on Atlanta Highway outbound, as well as East Boulevard at I-85. And, of course, Troy Highway, very busy this time of the day. So far, nothing but heavy traffic to report. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or automobile. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center. They're top of the mountain in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You got this.
All right, it's time to play the game that everybody hates, but we do it anyway. You got this. In the studio, our contestants are Rosie Brock. And again, happy birthday.
Thank
from,
you.
From Saturday. Yeah. Seth Spotlow. You like that little thing I wrote?
Yeah, I loved
from
it.
Heart, you know?
I know.
And from cave or place far away.
Undisclosed location.
From my cave.
Jacqueline Tomlinson. All right, so what do we want to do today? We could do more legal stuff, funny, stupid laws. But I, how about sweaters? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not. It's not sweaters. It's seawater. My error.
Sweaters sounded cozy.
Yeah, it sure did, didn't it?
Seawater legal. I think these all hard.
Anybody that went to high school should be able to answer these with relative ease. Remember the rules. Of course, play along as you're listening at home or wherever. You got to say, I've got this.
They're so hard.
I've got this before you give your answer. And if it's wrong, then somebody else gets to answer. And then we'll keep going until tomorrow morning if necessary.
Nice.
Till the sunrise.
So you name all 50 states.
All right. What is the most plentiful element in seawater? The plentiful element in seawater. Easy. Who's got this?
I've got this.
All right.
H2O.
I got this. Hydrogen.
I got this. Oxygen.
I've got this. Sodium.
This particular element, by the way, has an aroma.
I got
it. It has what?
An aroma. And it's not sulfur from kids that went in the pool, okay? It's
chlorine.
Woo!
In seawater?
Yep.
There's chlorine in seawater?
Apparently so.
How?
You could Google it.
Ooh.
Did you Google that stuff?
Hey, I don't have my phones in my hand, man. I don't cheat. I like to win fair and square.
Yeah,
there's no way. All right, let's go.
All right, next question. What device was introduced commercially in 1934 as a portable, super regenerative receiver and transmitter? It might have been looked at as the cell phone of its time. What device introduced commercially in 1934? I'll give you a generous hint. This is something that probably until it was commercially introduced, was available only to law enforcement.
I got this.
Hmm.
A walkie-talkie.
Ooh, wow. Good one. Wow. That's a good noise.
I'm bored.
All right. What color, and I think the women will have an advantage on this one, Seth. What color is topaz in its pure state?
I've got this. Hmm. Brown.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know, because, hold on.
It's kind of a trick question.
No, yeah, I got this. Clear, white.
Oh, wow, that was good. What color is topaz, period?
Well, you can have pink topaz, blue topaz.
Yeah, but pale gold brown is the most common.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's like a pale white.
Kind of a, yeah.
All right. Before the barometer was discovered,
oh,
and
God.
Your favorite shirtless weatherman.
Oh, my God!
Learn how to work with it. What creature did German meteorologists use to predict air pressure changes? And I'll give you a hint. It's cold-blooded. Reptilian.
I got this.
I got this. Oh, go ahead, Seth.
A lizard.
Very close, but...
I got this. Iguana.
Ooh.
Come on. Iguana is a lizard. I would have.
I've got this. A salamander.
Yes. I feel like an iguana is a more specific type of lizard.
Well, it is. I mean, and it has all those.
And
extra...
they freeze in Florida and fall out of trees. That's why I guess that.
It's also got all those extra features you don't get on your basic lizard.
Right.
The iguana comes
like
fully equipped
version.
With dragon flaps and all that kind of stuff. Scary.
I got this. A frog.
Oh, good work.
She's hot today.
Every day.
I'm like, fire.
By the way, oh, that's the sound that says we got to take a break. good, fast thinking on my part. By the way, when a frog croaks, what? I'm so proud of my daughter for that. Boy, that's awfully low.
Is that your...
That was Janelle?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Just like her dad. What a chip off the
play
old
block. Play that again.
Oh. She was about... we were making commercials for JM Lexus down in Miami. And they were good, too. They weren't the typical, oh, I got my daughter in the commercial because she's cute. And we were, you know, I had the machine just running so we could just talk and then I could edit it down. And we were right in the middle of something and she let loose with that tummy rumbler.
Nice.
And I saved it, much to her
chagrin.
Oh, by the way, I just texted you everything I said accidentally.
Better watch that.
Are you surprised?
I haven't looked at it yet, but we'll see.
He didn't say anything wrong.
No. It's nothing. It's, it was recording was me off the air. Yeah. I don't know why it does that. These things kind of have a mind of their own at times. Can you hold and play a few more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She wants to win big.
I feel like she'd say no if she was
what's
losing.
What's the score? She's got a good lead.
What is it, 3-1?
3-1.
Wow. All righty then. One last assignment for today. I want to visit Jack Ingram, where they have 488 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. I got to check to see if somebody went and bought that two-seat Mercedes. No, it's still on the website.
Dude, that has you all over it.
Friends, this is a 2012 Mercedes-Benz SLK two-seat convertible. It's red with a beige interior. And it's only got 14,000 miles on it. This car was like used in parades only.
Nice.
To over that time, it's in excellent condition. And
convertible.
Timelessly cool, right?
Oh, yes. You don't have to go fast.
So even an old geezer like me would look like at least somewhat hip.
Oh, totally, dude.
A vehicle like that.
Yeah.
And they've got it. Jack, 12 or 14,000 miles on a car that's 9 years old. How could you go wrong? And it gets good gas mileage, 20 in the city, 29 on the highway. Take that every time. And since we're at Jack Ingram, I would also like to visit the value car lot since we're talking pre-owned vehicles, see what's there. They got that 2,000. There's another two-seater. So it's two-seater Tuesday, even though it's Monday, at Jack Ingram, a 2006 Pontiac Solstice Space. That's available under 10,000. Now, that car is 15 years old, but it's only got 44,000 miles. How you gonna beat that? It's got Rosie written all over.
Oh, that red one.
That Pathfinder.
Yeah.
We found Rosie a ride.
Yeah, Rosie's gonna be over there seeing Tip Tame soon. The point being, everything that's pre-owned, certified pre-owned, or otherwise at Jack Ingram has been thoroughly vetted. So they've eliminated the risk from the equation to the greatest extent possible. Shop with confidence. They're on the boulevard. Or start at jackingram.com. As we hit the traffic dungeon, back with more You've Got This in a moment.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic very busy everywhere this afternoon. The interstates, the boulevards, and especially I-85 southbound. Got that slow afternoon traffic South Union to I-65. Buckle up, drive carefully. No real problems anywhere. Just a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. As always, keep it here for traffic updates. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Eating the last slice of pumpkin pie? Power move. Buying your own gifts? Power move. Switching to crazy fast gig speed internet from WOW? Power move. Get the speed you need with gig speed internet for just $64.99 a month. Plus, get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
WOW.
After the promotional period, HBO Max will auto-renew at then prevailing rate. Limited to new customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are repaired when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold November night. Clear skies and cold overnight. Low temperature drops to around 30. A couple of towns could sneak into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but high temperatures only in the 50s. Wednesday will be not quite as cold, with a high temperature up to about 63. That's the big travel day. Then a little warmer on Thanksgiving, with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Showers holding off till Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You got this. And we return to the game that everybody finds educational, fun to play, and rewarding.
Yes.
Except for those who are stuck doing it within the studio. You've got this. And joining us from a hideaway somewhere, Jacqueline Tomlinson, to play the game. Shall we continue with the group of questions we were just working with?
Yeah.
I'm down for whatever.
All right. At what temperature does water boil at the top of Mount Everest? At what temperature?
I got this.
And I will give this, give me to the nearest 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Why are you laughing?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, really?
Keeping in mind that the boiling point of water changes high above sea level. So it's not what it normally would be, 212. What is the boiling point, and let's face it, nobody's going to climb Mount Everest with a grill and boil water. But this is the science. You learn something from this.
Upper, more than 212 or less than 212. Hey, we need hints.
Am I losing my communication skills?
No.
Less.
Oh.
To the nearest 10 degrees.
Okay.
Round it off.
I got this.
All right.
160.
160.
I've got this. 180.
Ooh. Jay Quillen?
200.
You're all too high.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I've got this. 140.
Ooh. Jacqueline?
I got this. 60.
60?
60.
Whoa.
That buzzer got stuck.
Way too low.
I got this.
You said without going over.
110.
All right, y'all get another guess.
I got this. 100.
Too low.
I got this. 150.
Whoa!
Go, Rosie!
One for Rosie. Woo!
Yes! We're tied.
So, if you ever find yourself on top of Mount Everest and you want noodles, now you know.
Now I know what to do.
Yeah.
155.
All right. All right, how many feet above ground do meteorologists, just the mere mention of that word sends Jay Quillen into a tizzy. How many feet above ground do meteorologists measure wind speed? It's not at ground
level. I'm going to say about 6'2".
6'2"?
I think Rich is around 6 foot.
Oh.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, I got this.
All right.
6 feet.
6 feet?
How tall is Rich?
Too low.
20 feet.
Too low.
I got this. 30.
Close.
I got this. 45.
Too high.
I've got this. 40.
40. I got this. 40.
I got this. 32.
Very close.
I got the 35.
Very close. 35.
33. 34.
Wow, you guys really got to that one
quickly. It's like guessing every 50 feet. Eventually, we'll get there.
Yeah.
She didn't say I got this, Rosie, so you gotta take
got
that slash off.
Nah, it's all right.
I stand by my original answer of about 6 foot.
All right. Yeah. What did a NASA administration employee buy at a Walmart in 1995 to protect the space shuttle from woodpeckers? I'll give you a hint on this one. Yeah, they had a problem with woodpeckers. What they bought was plastic and worked at keeping woodpeckers off the shuttle.
Hold on, I know this because I've seen this on one of those documentaries. Oh!
Aerial woodpecker.
Okay.
No, it's something like really...
A plastic what?
I got this. Mirror. Crap.
No, it's a replica of some type of creature.
Oh.
A plastic owl.
Oh. Sorry, wrong sound effect there.
It's your day.
A plastic...
Where's he at? There he is.
A plastic dinosaur.
No, owl was
there. Oh, owl was it?
She got dinged.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean,
I got dinged and something else. I don't know what that other leg was.
Dang.
It was a Boeing.
Yeah, it was a Boeing. No, I got boinged and dinged.
Just so you know, and I'll show you the next time you're in studio, this is right above this.
Ooh.
Okay.
I mean, simple error. I'm not upset.
If I really miss, that's the diving board. That's the big one. All right, round it off to the nearest 10,000. How many different chemical reactions occur in a normal human brain every second to the nearest 10,000? And we'll do this high-low style. This will be our last one.
I've got this.
I got this. Go ahead, Rosie. 20,000.
20,000.
I got this. 120,000.
All right. It's between those two guesses.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got this. 60,000.
Right in the middle.
I've got this. 80,000.
Getting closer.
I got this. 100,000.
There's no stopping the Jay Krellinix. Listen to that.
Uh-huh, dude.
All right, so.
Take it.
I think that's five
for you. I think
she today,
ran
right?
away with it. Six.
Wow. Six?
Yeah.
That's a record.
Total domination.
I thought I was getting dominated by somebody. I'm glad it's you.
It's because I didn't really, like, have to work today, and so, like, my mental clarity is, like, pricked, you
maybe
know?
I'm,
like,
ready to... Maybe we need to get away.
Here's a suggestion, and Rusty just walked in, so I'll ask him if he's into this. Why don't we do a You've Got This Iron Bowl competition Wednesday between 5 and 6?
Man,
yeah.
That would be...
Okay.
Well, from about 5, 10, or 5:15.
It would be timely.
So,
listen, I'm available. Just shoot me a text message, but remember what time zone I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
What time zone are you in?
She's at 6:48.
I'm in Eastern. I'm in the Eastern time zone right now, but I will make myself available.
All right. And, of course, we'll play again tomorrow. People are enjoying this game, by the way. That's what I'm hearing.
And we're enjoying playing it.
Yes.
I feel like
I'm that nice? You have heartwarmed me 2 days in a row. Heartwarmed, not heartwormed. Heartwarmed 2 days in a row.
But a good heartwarming never hurts.
Yeah, your cap star's
like
out front.
That sounds like a problem.
Thank you so much
for
joining us.
All right, guys. Let me get in here and finish making dinner. But have a great night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Love you.
She was probably making dinner while she was talking to us.
Oh.
She is the consummate multitasker. Remind me, by the way, to play the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Burger King song.
Okay.
I just found that. I forgot we had that in the system.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's for Eddie.
That'll be good for our silly segment. It is 5:50.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still busy everywhere this afternoon, but traffic is moving. Our heaviest traffic spots, Highway 231 from Walmart on into Wetumpka. Very slow there. We've got a lot of congestion on East Boulevard at I-85, Northeast Boulevard, Taylor Road, and of course I-85 and 65. Very busy through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic, 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's here, and I'm going to try to save my voice and not break your eardrums on this one. I just want to tell you from my heart that the sale that we run as a pre-Thanksgiving blowout is a sale like no other sale ever before. It's totally insane. Every single item in the store gets a nutsy, crazy price. We have blowout items that are unheard of from $29, $79, $99. Unbelievable. It's going to run now through Black Friday. You can lay away until Christmas. You really want to stop and see us. Thank you.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hi, Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branko with Chappie's Deli. It's that time of year again. We start with grilled sliced turkey on a grilled hoagie and then add shredded lettuce
and cranberry sauce and dressing. It must be time for the Chappie's Deli Thanksgiving dinner sandwich.
Cranberry sauce
sucks,
says Rich Thomas. I want to take a moment to thank Karen Cronin, the Cronins and the Carolinas, who sent me a nice note relative to my theory about the 50s. And Rusty, I'd like your thoughts on this too.
Sure.
That the 50s did not end with 1960. They ended on this date 58 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the end of the innocence. Karen says, I was in fourth grade. Our principal came on the speaker and announced President Kennedy's death, and it hit me so hard, I felt like I was no longer in a protective world, which is true. The loss I felt in my 9-year-old self was deep. I was always a thinker, too much sadly, and felt like an old soul. After his death, it hit me in a profound way. I knew things would never be the same again. As I shared myself earlier in the show, John Kennedy went to St. Edward's Catholic Church in Palm Beach when he was in town, and every once in a while, we would see him there. We would go there when we missed our mass time at church and make another time there. After the announcement of our principal, we cried. Everyone cried. It seemed like we had grown up fast in just one day, and I also agree with that. Things I remember, I was just a kid, my dad, but I knew enough. I was into the media even then. And my dad needed to go to Walgreens that night. He said, why don't you come along with me? And I nobody wanted to be alone. You know, it was like everything. It was just cut the fear in the air with a knife. Keeping in mind, too, that in the middle of the Cold War, with all the fear about a nuclear exchange, we had just had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we were still going outside on our playgrounds every Tuesday at 10:30 when the air raid sirens came on, that this could have been part of a conspiracy that was launched by the Soviet Union. Who knew? Nobody knew. Even LBJ, before he died, said, I believe there was a conspiracy, and I believe that the Russians or the Cubans were involved. So I remember it was a very chilly night. We walked into the Walgreens, and the first thing I saw were these two stacks of Chicago Tribunes on one side, Chicago Sun-Times on the other, high, taller than my dad, and a few that were lower, and you could see those gigantic black print headlines, the one that, like the one I shared from Rich in Lorain, Ohio earlier today, JFK dead. Everything was different from that moment forward. No doubt about it. What do you think about that theory, Rusty?
I've heard that before, and I think it's true, because I mean we had Ozzie and Harriet on TV. They didn't even show the toilet when you went into the boys or even the Beaver.
Right.
And now it's like everything was just thrust upon us all at one time, and we had to grow up overnight. And it hasn't been the same since. I mean, even back before the pandemic and 9/11 and everything, it never really got back to that. You know, we're safe and everything's good.
Even though the pandemic was sort of like being slowly having a blanket pulled up over the country and not some horrendous piece of news you had to digest in a matter of minutes like 9/11 or JFK, the Challenger exploding and so forth. A year ago, I wrote a column called I Want My Normal Back. Enough of this already with this the mass and this bizarre change. And I think to this day we did everything wrong. Everything wrong. And what are we finding out? Yeah, the statistic I saw yesterday that more people who have been vaccinated under the age of 60 have died from COVID than people who weren't vaccinated. At some point, everybody's got to say, what are we doing? We're making people take shots that could kill them. Yeah, now we're finding out those of us who did get vaccinated back in April, we're expired now.
I know.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to be really convinced that I need to go get a booster shot. I don't think that's a decision I'm going to make very easily. Because there's just too much of that out there. They can't hide it. And what's going on in Australia should send a chill through every free society on the planet Earth with the camps they have opened now for the unvaccinated. That's really sad.
I saw a thing on Facebook, and it was somebody videoed some lady trying to buy some beer, and she didn't have a mask on, and she was going crazy or whatever. But I'm on my feed. I don't like to see stuff like that. So I hit the little three dots to unfollow it, so I don't have to see it. Well, when I hit the three dots, it said hide ad. It wasn't a video that somebody did. It was something that got sponsored by somebody. So it was a freaking ad, man. And it was, you just got to pay attention to that stuff very closely. Because under the name, if it says sponsored, you know, that's commercial.
You have to look through almost any segment in the news to find out fully vaxxed out with COVID. What's the point? You're not supposed to get it if you're vaccinated for anything. So I don't know what the end game is with this, but that is something I'm going to take my time agreeing to do.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Rusty's going to...